all kinds of great places, a lot of really popular spots.
Robert Kerr is the city's program lead for Doors Open. He says the tours give a rare glimpse inside the walls of spaces not usually open to the public.
Spaces like the Portland Energy Center is this kind of gray, big square building that you would have no idea what goes on behind it, but it generates a quarter of the city's energy. Doors Open is the only time during the year that the public can get in there.
People are pretty overwhelmed by the scope of what we have going on down here in Liberty Village.
Leanne Wright is Senior VP of Communications with Zoomer Media, which will be open for tours.
One of the main attractions, of course, is Moses Neimer's Museum of Television, featuring the rarest television sets on the planet, plus two exhibits showcasing the work of John Logie Baird, who was the inventor of mechanical television, and Philo T. Farnsworth, a relatively unknown story.
Philo Taylor Farnsworth was a 14-year-old farm boy in 1922 when he came up with the concept for all-electronic television while plowing a field.
Visitors can tour our two radio stations.
Sam and Jane here from the Morning Zoom on Zoomer Radio.
And we look forward to seeing you at the Zoomerplex for Doors Open.
Well, it's Mark Wigmore here, host of The Oasis on the new Classical FM. Hope to see you at Doors Open Toronto.
I'm Christine Ross for Zoomer Radio.